Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. You know, we've been deceived. We're deceived because we seem to like to be in our ignorance. Many Americans look the other way, or they believe that a people in a battle over land ownership are somehow in the wrong regarding their land rights, their grazing rights, their property rights. We've been easily deceived. We listen to the media, the elected officials, and all those, and we've forgotten what a free and independent constitutional republic truly is, and that we, the people, are the governing force. The federal government and its alphabet bureaucratic departments are out of control. They've convinced the multitudes, apparently, that they are the ones in control, meaning the bureaucrats. And thus, we the people are now the enemy of the state. If you don't bend, if you don't cave, if you don't pay fines, if you don't pay for permits, for licenses, pay, you lose. If we do not have control over our own property, we are not a free people. Whether you are an owner of thousands of acres, or just an acre or two, or just a lot that your home sits on. The federal government is completely and totally out of control. They're taking things into their hands, their obligations, so to speak, that are not their business, whether it be your health care, whether it be land rights. Regardless of what it is, they seem to have their nose into your business, and now you no longer have control over your business. Over your home, over your land, over your livelihood. What happened to the life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness? Well, I have with me today Chris Ann Hall. She's a constitutional lawyer. She's an author. She's an educator. She's a talk show host. She is a veteran. She is a wife. She is a mother. And she is a patriot. Our federal government is acting lawlessly and outside the Constitution. Chris Ann Hall is a constitutional lawyer, and we're going to learn today about some things that we need to know. We sit in ignorance because we don't bother to read and study our Constitution. Chris Ann, thank you so much for being a part of CSC Talk Radio today.
Well, this is my pleasure. Thank you so much for inviting me on the show.
Well, it's been a long time since we've seen each other or talked. And I follow you some on Facebook and stuff, but I know that you're about as busy as I am. I think you're busier because you do a lot of traveling. But, you know, we've been deceived, and I think it's our own fault. Because we don't study our Constitution, we don't pay attention, we have been overly trusting of those we've elected, and now we, you know, I consider the bureaucrats, I consider all these things that they put upon us, these permits, these licenses, all these things, taxation without representation, that's what I consider them. But they are definitely out of control, and of course we have seen what's gone on with Clive and Bundy, and we've seen what's going on right now with the Hammonds. It happened with the Hages. As I was walking in the door today, Chris Ann, I had a phone call from a gentleman with a friend in the Colorado area, and several ranchers and farmers in that area are fighting the government in that particular area over an easement that they unfortunately signed. And it just goes on and on and on, the American people having to fight for what is their right. And I think it's because we fail to know our rights. Now, I was watching your video that has gone viral over the Internet, and I kind of helped that along a little bit just this morning and threw it out there again. I want to talk about the land rights. I want to talk about land ownership in the federal government. I want you to educate my listeners.
Well, you know, the thing that what we have is the problem is that we have failed to teach the truth about the Constitution for over 100 years. And then we have law schools that don't teach the Constitution. They teach constitutional law, which teaches that judges and lawyers know more about the Constitution than the men who wrote it, and then spend the rest of their law education and career learning how to circumvent the Constitution to win their arguments. And so this is not about, we have become an academic society against the Constitution rather than an academic society in support and education of it. And so if all we do is teach lies about the Constitution, then how can we at all be shocked and surprised when the majority of Americans actually believe those lies? And so what we need to do is take back the narrative. And that's what I was hoping to do by that video, is to just simply put the facts out there and change what this is, what the media, the control the media has over the conversation. And that's what we need to be doing as patriots, is taking back control of the conversation. Because what's happening in Oregon is not about Ammon Bundy. It is not about the Hammonds. What it's about is the federal government leaping, crawling, scratching, clawing, stealing their way out of a limited and defined box that they were put in when they were created by the Constitution. And it's an emotional issue, but we can address it with simple logic and facts. The fact of the matter is the federal government has no authority to own this land. The only authority the federal government has is the authority that's been delegated to it through the Constitution. So if it is not enumerated in the Constitution, then the federal government doesn't have that authority. And it's ridiculous to believe that the federal government can redefine its authority through interpretation or ratification of law or executive order. That's not how a constitutional republic works. That's how a totalitarian kingdom works. And so what we need to learn is that the only authority that the federal government has to own land is delegated through Article 1, Section 8, Clause 17. And that section of our Constitution explains that the federal government has the authority to own 10 miles square for the operation of Washington, D.C., the capital, the business operation of the federal government. And then the only other property that the federal government can occupy is the land that is necessary to have forts and ports and the necessary buildings to operate those forts and ports. And the interesting caveat on that second opportunity for land management, if you will, is that it's only by permission of the states. And so according to Article 1, Section 8, Clause 17, even the land that the federal government can manage for ports and forts is subject to the state's permission, which means if the states don't want them there anymore, they have the constitutional authority to tell the federal government, no, we're taking back the easement, and that's ironic, isn't it? So we're taking back the easement that we have allowed you to occupy for these forts and ports, and you can go ask another state for permission. Now, the interesting thing is that someone is going to inevitably argue Article 4, Section 3, Clause 2, and it talks about property in that section. That talks about property, and it talks about territory. And those are the only two things that the only other section in which we talk about property ownership or management in the federal government. Now, the interesting thing that we need to know is that in Article 4, Section 3, Clause 2, the word territory is capitalized, and that means a lot. Grammar meant a lot to our framers, and they did these things on purpose. Territory is a specific proper noun. And territory is not something that the federal government owns. Territory is something that the federal government holds in trust on behalf of the state.
I'm going to have you stop right there because I watched your video on this, and I really want you to explain this to my listeners when we come back from this break. We're listening to Chris Ann Hall today. Your calls are welcome, but I'm going to ask you to wait until after the bottom of the hour, the next break that we have. Write the number down, 877-895-5410. That's the number to call, but I'm going to ask you to wait. 877-895-5410, and Beth Ann and Chris Ann will be right back.
CJ Hadley has been bringing us all home on the range for 25 years. She's celebrating with a special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Her 25th anniversary special includes a yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. This is the perfect 25th anniversary celebration, as well as great gift ideas. This package is only $40. A yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-FOR-YOU. That's 1-800-726-4348. And tell them Beth Ann sent you.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and I'm visiting today with Chris Ann Hall. Like I said, she's a constitutional lawyer, and she's giving us a little education. You know, sometimes I think it's just so simple we don't want to understand, because we've been told everything's complicated, but I think our founding fathers made it pretty simplistic. Now, as we were going into the break, you were talking about territories and land ownership and federal ownership and rules on that. Let's talk about that.
Okay, well, you're right. It absolutely is not complicated. That's part of the brainwashing that we received on behalf of the education that we received from the government, is to make it feel complicated. Not only that, our congressmen have gone out of their way to make it complicated by creating extra constitutional and unconstitutional rules and procedures for operation. And so it looks a whole lot more complicated than what it's supposed to be, because remember, the operation of the federal government is done via the Constitution, and anything beyond the Constitution, according to Article 6, Section 2, is not the supreme law of the land. Alexander Hamilton explains in Federal 33 that it's no law at all. And so what we have now is a territory, and territories are not land owned by the federal government. Territories are lands held in trust by the federal government on behalf of the states. And once a state, once a territory, petitions and is admitted into the union as a state, it enters now into that union not as a territory, but as an independent sovereign state. And now it is its independent sovereign government. The federal government has no authority over it once it's an independent sovereign state. I mean, it's a simple logical conclusion. If it's independent and sovereign, any control the federal government has over that state removes that sovereignty. Sovereignty is an on or off kind of thing. You either are a sovereign or you're not sovereign. And so any control that the federal government exerts over the states means that that state is no longer a state, but now a territory. And even Jefferson explained in his communications that territories are to be turned over to the states, and once the state is admitted into the Union, the federal government has absolutely no control over that land again. The property referenced in Article 4, Section 3, Clause 2 refers back to Article 1, Section 8, Clause 17. So those two sections in context are related to each other. They don't add to the ownership of the property, but further define the property ownership that is already enumerated. And so the federal government has no authority to own this land. Now, we've heard the argument come out and say, well, the states have contracted with the federal government. And in that, the states have given the land to the federal government to buy their share of the debt for war, which is completely impossible. It's legally impossible. It's historically impossible. You see, the federal government is not sovereign. The only sovereignty that the federal government has hinges on the sovereignty of the states. The states created the federal government. The states delegated a certain portion of its power to the federal government so that the federal government could be an ambassador on behalf of the states in foreign affairs. Without the power that's specifically delegated, and only within the power that's specifically delegated does the federal government have any sovereignty. There is no delegated power to own land. So the federal government has no sovereignty to contract with the states to own land. You see, in law, you have to be sovereign to make a contract. It's simple definition. Your 15-year-old cannot engage in a legally binding contract because your 15-year-old is not sovereign in the eyes of the law. In the eyes of our common law, you do not become sovereign until you turn 18. And any contract made by a 15-year-old who is not sovereign is an inequitable contract. It is an illegal contract, and it is a fraudulent contract that is not legally binding. Therefore, any contract made by the state with the federal government, which is not sovereign in this aspect, is an illegal, fraudulent, invalid contract, which means the people never relinquished the ownership of their states, and the states merely simply have to claim it back.
Do the majority of lawyers or attorneys not know this, or do they just pretend to not know this?
You know, that's a very good question, and I would say that in the end, it doesn't matter. If they know it and they're ignoring it, they're still complicit in the destruction of the Constitution and the liberties of the people. If they don't know it, they're still complicit, because we have a principle in law called not only do you know, but do ought you know, right? And our attorneys have no excuses in not knowing this. It is true that our law schools do not teach this. It is true that our law schools teach contrary to constitutional principle. They teach federal supremacy. They teach judicial supremacy, all of which are not rooted in the Constitution, totally, completely contrary to the Constitution. But I don't believe that gives any person the excuse to remain ignorant, especially on the level of education of an attorney, because I am an attorney. I did not go to a law school where I was taught these things. But I felt a fiduciary responsibility to know. I took an oath to support and defend the Constitution of the United States. I became a constitutional attorney. I entered the courtroom to protect people's liberties and rights. And if I don't know what the document means, how can I uphold that oath?
Well, you know, the people that are in these situations are putting in such a heavy battle, and many of them are losing it. And most of them the American people don't even know about. Yes, we've heard about the Bundys. We've heard about Hammonds now. We don't know about the gentlemen that are going through this in Sterling, Colorado. We soon will, because I'm going to have them on the air. We know that they're doing it on the Indian reservations. They're continuing to infringe on those, on that sovereignty. And we know that the Hages have still gone through a battle, and they apparently won, but they still can't get anything out of the federal government. And it just goes on and on and on. There's so many that are fighting these battles we don't know about. And some of them, they're having trouble getting help, and it's costing them an astronomical amount of money. They're ending up losing everything anyway over the financial aspect of it, and it just goes on and on and on. So what I was saying, when they don't know or they're not pretending to, where can these people actually go for help? That first of all, like in your video, you said, we need to read the Constitution. You know, we can't sit here and say and spout off if we haven't read it ourselves. We get on to Congress because they pass these bills without reading them. Well, we the people have got to read that Constitution, because that is what we need to hang on to. Am I correct?
Well, absolutely. And where do they go? Well, our framers gave us a constitutional republic, which is the remedy for when the federal government gets out of control. I wrote a book called Sovereign Duty. And the book Sovereign Duty gives people the very solution to all of these problems, not from my opinion and not from my suggestion, but through the words of the framers themselves, through their warnings and their placement of particular clauses in the Constitution to show us, hey, you are a constitutional republic. You are not a kingdom. You see, we're operating like a kingdom when the individuals have to fight the government on the federal government on their own. A constitutional republic is not supposed to leave the defense of liberty in the hands of the individuals. A constitutional republic is to create the states to be superior to the federal government, so that the states are the guardians of the people's liberty. And so what should be happening in this situation is the state of Oregon, the state of Colorado, the legislators, the governors, the people of Bonner County, Idaho, who have been fighting the EPA for decades now. Idaho, your state and legislators and your governor should be standing up for you and telling the federal government, your EPA has no authority here. Your laws don't apply here because they are unconstitutional. And we cannot allow you, and we will not permit you to take the land from our people, because it is our job to guard, number one, the sovereignty of the state and the liberty of the people. Because if the states are allowing the federal government to take the land and the property from the people, then they are admitting that they are not sovereign.
You know, I have Go ahead. Finish up.
No, if they're admitting they're not sovereign, then we're just colonies, and we need to start acting like them.
And we, you know, it's long been a curiosity to me to figure out. Of course, we know the government, the feds up in D.C., I call them D.C. occupiers, occupying offices and cutting deals, but they dangle these carrots in front of the states, in front of the counties, in front of the towns, whatever, and they jump at that, and they sign these ignorant contracts with them, or these agreements with them, and then they think they can't get out of them. And I've long wondered why the states, the governors, you know, because the nature of man is to want power, why they don't realize how much power they've really got. They've just minimize themselves. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
Needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app.
Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Pen is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights. All packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers we know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it is necessary to keep informed, and that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and request your subscription to The Pen today.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Mo. 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House. Only $13.99.
Alexis de Tocqueville once stated, "America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great." To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I have with me today Chris Ann Hall. We have a caller from Missouri. Larry has a question about the BLM. Larry, how are you today?
Hi. Okay, Beth. I wanted to ask her, is the BLM a part of the state, or is it part of the federal government contracted out? If it's contracted out, the federal government can say that they don't own the land if they let the BLM hold it. Ownership, rights to it.
Okay, let Chris Ann answer that. Okay, thank you, Larry.
The Bureau of Land Management is funded by Congress. Okay, the Bureau of Land Management is operating under executive authority, and an illegal executive authority, because there is no authorization within the Constitution for the federal government to manage land. And the executive branch is controlling the Bureau of Land Management. The federal, the Congress is funding the Bureau of Land Management. So there's no argument about who is responsible for the Bureau of Land Management. And the fact that the Bureau of Land Management does not constitutionally have authority to exist means the funding of the Bureau of Land Management is illegal, and the operations of the Bureau of Land Management are illegal, which makes their power void and of no force. Problem is that they operate as if they have an authority, and we allow them to operate as if they have an authority. And the only way that's going to change is if we and the people and the states refuse that illegal authority.
Okay.
Yeah, when you fight these people, BLM, you fight them, and they got more money than you, they could bankrupt you, and I mean, you won't have nothing left to fight with.
That is why the states are supposed to be taking up this battle on your behalf. If the people are left to fight the federal government without the states, then we are not a constitutional republic. We are a kingdom.
Yes.
And there is no fight of an individual on a federal government because the federal government is sticking its hands into your pockets. It is unconstitutionally and illegally taking your money and then using that money, it's stolen, to steal your land from you as well. And
yeah,
that's not something we can fight as an individual, and that's why we have to get our state legislators and our governors educated so that they will understand their responsibility through their creation to defend the liberties of the people. Remember, the Declaration of Independence says that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. The only reason we created the states on July 2nd, 1776, was to secure our rights. And if the states just sit back and say, well, I'm sorry, it's the Bureau of Land Management, it's the federal government, what can we do? I mean, it's their job, what do they do? What your state legislators and your governors are simply saying is, number one, we are not a sovereign state. Number two, we don't believe we have any authority to stand up to the federal government. Number three, we're inadequate and inept to do the job that you've created us to do. And number four, there's no reason to even have a state government. So if your governors in our states are going to continue to operate like that, we should mull around the idea of completely eliminating state governments altogether, operating like colonies, and simply take matters into our own hands like kingdoms. So then we have control of our money and the states do not.
All right. Thank you, Larry. I appreciate the call. We'll let you go. I've got another call holding, but I wanted to ask, too, you know, the D.C. occupiers, Congress, they're the ones that the House is supposed to hold the purse, and they're abusing the purse. And one of the things that they have done lately, well, it's not just lately. It's been going on for a long time. But Obamacare is one of the things that they have done. And that came out, and I want to talk about that a little bit more here later, how that was done unconstitutionally, how the Supreme Court put a stamp of approval on it unconstitutionally. But right now we're fighting abortion as well, and the Planned Parenthood, they refuse to take the money away from them, and that is something that I believe is unconstitutional, and I could be wrong, but I think it is. But I have a caller here, and he has a question for you, and it is dealing with abortion. We have Ike from Missouri. Ike, how are you today?
Good morning, Beth Ann and Chris Ann. Hope to see you tomorrow evening in Jefferson City, Chris Ann. And I haven't had the opportunity to listen to you yet in person, and I'm looking forward to that. Beth Ann is correct. We are trying to answer an issue that Justice Blackmun brought up in the Roe v. Wade decision, and that is personhood. Of course, you know, and a lot of listeners know that the Fifth Amendment and the 14th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution says no person shall be deprived. And here in Missouri, Article 1, Section 10 of our Constitution says no person shall be deprived of life, liberty, or property. We are trying to deem babies, unborn babies, as persons here in the state of Missouri. We intend on answering that question that Justice Blackmun brought up. And we believe that if we have a governor and an attorney general willing to enforce the law, then the default position in the state of Missouri will be life. And if someone wants to take that unborn life, they will have to create some form of due process. Congress, I think, was supposed to try to answer this question, but they've never done it. Do you believe that this can be done in the states, and is this not somewhat of a sovereignty issue?
I will tell you that Congress, the federal Congress, has absolutely no authority to discuss this issue or answer this issue, to have any say in this issue whatsoever. And any chiming in that they would have on this issue would amount to nothing more than opinion that would not be binding upon the states regardless. I have a very
detailed article on my website. If you go to my website, chrisannhall.com, it's K-R-I-S-A-N-N-E-H-A-L-L.com, and it's called The Inalienable Right to Life. And I deal with this the state issue of abortion, and I think the information in that article would be very helpful to you.
Outstanding. Thank you very much.
We have lots of people that are fighting across this great nation in each one of the states, and like you said, it's got to be the states. And I have been preaching on this radio show for almost 5 years now that the true answer is locally. We have got to start taking back this nation locally. We've got to start paying attention to who we elect as county commissioners, county sheriffs, your aldermen, your state representatives, and senators, and those things. We have got to start the school board members. We've got to start paying attention to who we elect in these places so that when we do need somebody to go to fight for us, they're there. They're not a part of the establishment. They're a part of you.
Yeah, and we need to make sure these people are educated properly on their proper role and duty to the U.S. Constitution, because any official that takes an oath, any elected person who takes an oath to support and defend the Constitution will fail in that moral obligation. If they don't understand what the Constitution means. Right now, I have taught state legislators a lesson on the constitutional role and duty. I am scheduled to teach even more states this year. I've taught Kansas, Utah, I've taught Arizona, and I've taught Oregon, and we're scheduled to teach Idaho in February. Michigan later on in the year, and several other states that I'm not even aware of. my scheduler knows who they are. And we need to teach our county commissioners and our sheriffs these things and our city councilmen these things too. And that's what I've put together in that book that I talked about, Sovereign Duty. It teaches what the constitutional role and duty of every person within the Constitutional Republic and every person who takes the oath to support and defend the Constitution. And we're never going to get the federal government back under control until we get our local governments under control. I hate election year. I absolutely hate it.
Yes.
Because it gives this false illusion that we are defending liberty. Elections don't defend liberty. We have to do that 24/7.
We do. We've got to stay vigilant because there's always someone around the corner trying to take your liberties away from you. We are fighting the same battle today as our founding fathers fought. It may not be a king in a land across the sea, but I call it king government up there in D.C., and they are dictating, and they are doing things unconstitutionally, and some of our state representatives and senators are falling right into that, and the governors, and we've got to put a stop to it, and we have to educate ourselves before we can do that. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. I'm visiting today with Chris Ann Hall, and we will be right back.
David Keeston, a patriot and good friend of CSC Talk Radio, has published a small booklet, A Constitutional Plan to Fix America. It says this will take 5 years with a market-based approach. Freedom, liberty, prosperity. David has kindly made these booklets available to Beth Ann so that she can bring them to you. To purchase 1 to 9 booklets, $3 each. To purchase 10 or more, $2 each. Shipping and handling included. Today, our nation faces the most difficult threat in over 200 years. The United States of America's very existence is in great danger. The wholesale destruction of our national currency and the standard of living, which all Americans have come to know, love, and unfortunately take for granted. Let's fix America. In ordering this booklet, you're also helping CSC Talk Radio. America working together to fix America and bring America home. Just $3 each. 10 or more, only $2 each. P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 6501.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal sponsor. spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and I'm visiting with Chris Ann Hall. Chris Ann goes all over the place and does speaking engagements and helps teach and educate the American people, because that's what we need. I keep telling them, educate and activate. That's what we've got to do. I have a quote from George Washington that I just absolutely love, and I've told my listeners that I think that this should be their resolution for this year, for 2016. It says, "The marvel of all history is the patience with which men and women will submit to burdens laid upon them unnecessarily by their government." And I said, you know, I think we need to make our resolution to lose our patience this year. I think we've had enough, you know, kind of like the mother, I've had enough. And it's time to lose our patience with the federal government and start getting active. Active locally, active in your communities, active in your county, active in your city, your town, in your state. You've got to start paying attention. And I'm one of the worst ones back in the day. I mean, I pay a little more attention, but now I still don't think I pay enough attention locally. You know, but you've got to start paying attention to who it's, you know, a lot of times the people that run for the school board, it's like a popularity contest, or the city mayor, or the county assessors, and all these and those, you know, that you elect. You need to know that they know the Constitution. And we need to be holding them accountable. And I've told my listeners, Chris Ann, you know, especially in small communities like I'm in, you know them. They're practically neighbors. Take them out for a cup of coffee and buy them lunch and tell them, you know what, you did really good on this and I'm really proud of you. Thank you so much. And if they did something you don't like, tell them why. Don't just go cussing them out. That's not going to do any good. Tell them why. Tell them what's going down and tell them why you're upset about it and talk it out. And let's have it out with these people, you know. Let them know they're representing you. Don't get arrogant about it like the people in D.C., but
be vigilant about it. And, you know, we just see these infractions against the American people coming from every single direction. And I know you're dealing with an awful lot of it, Chris Ann, and I want you to know that I appreciate all that you do. I really, really do. I know that you have a lot of juggling going on in your life. Thank you.
Well, I thank you for that. I really do. And the prayers and the support help keep the whole family going, you know. And we literally live in on the road and in hotels because the whole family has dedicated our lives to this cause. And we appreciate that support. But, you know, what can be frustrating is the realization that we are less than 11 months from an election and we are completely consumed with one office and two people.
Yes. Yes.
The most irrelevant election in November. And the media and the government has done nothing but make us be consumed by one office and two people. We forget that there are 469 seats in Congress up for election in November. Why isn't the media talking about all of the congressmen that are up for election? We have over 30,000 seats in state and local government that are up for election in November, and nobody's talking about those things. The president, if operant and when operating constitutionally, has no authority. And actually, even when he's operating unconstitutionally, has no authority. The very nature of operating unconstitutionally is means you have no authority. And who becomes president of the United States is absolutely irrelevant to the correction of the federal government and the correction of our course of America if we concentrate on 469 seats in Congress, because Congress has the authority to put the executive branch back in its place. If we just simply concentrated on electing constitutionally minded, morally dedicated people to the House of Representatives, we could end the federal government's rule and reign over the people of the states in the very first session through Article 1, Section 7 and the power of the purse. We need to elect House reps that understand that they have the authority to defund. Not only the authority, they have a fiduciary responsibility, duty.
Yeah,
right, to defund the EPA, the BLM, the Department of Homeland Security. They have an obligation to defund all these agencies. They do not constitutionally exist. They have an obligation to defund Planned Parenthood because there's no authority for the federal government to engage in any aspect of health care or human trafficking is what Planned Parenthood does now.
Yes.
And so we have absolutely an obligation to that. And the problem is, once they get up there, they get so brainwashed into the extra constitutional and the unconstitutional rules and procedures, they feel helpless. So here's the plan. Ignore the federal government. I believe if we ignored the federal government for 6 years, nothing would change. Instead, we take all of our time and our money for the next 6 years and find candidates on the state and local level that we support. Every election money, a dollar, every election minute spent electing someone in your school board, in your county commission, your city council, and your sheriff that are constitutionally minded. You do that, and I believe, in my humble opinion, in 4 years, you will have created a crucible of government-trained people who are constitutionally minded, who can go to your state and take back your state government as well. Because if you have a constitutionally minded school board, there's no common core in your school district. There's no federal money in your school district at all if you have a constitutionally minded school board. If you have a constitutionally minded city council, county commission, there's no EPA in your that has any jurisdiction in your county. There's no FDA, no ATF. If you have a constitutionally minded sheriff, even the Supreme Court has said that the sheriff has the jurisdiction to tell the federal government, you don't have any authority in my county. And so just by creating, and as you so accurately said, you have control over these local people. You don't have any control over your federal senators or House reps. That's an illusion.
Yes.
They dismissed us decades ago.
They sold us out time ago.
Oh, yeah. So you can go, you can be in your sheriff's living room talking to him. You can be in your county commission or you take them out to dinner. You can go to dinner with your school board. You can be at their homes. You talk to their kids. You play soccer with them. You do all these things. This is your control.
And maybe
this is why we're a republic and how we can kick the federal government out of our lives.
Maybe somebody who's listening needs to be that person running for those offices, one of those offices in your own community. And, you know, it's
absolutely.
It's not something any of us want to do. Not really. You know, George Washington didn't really want to be president. But
no,
he did it.
No,
he did.
He did not.
And you know, he has the wisdom. He had the wisdom, and he has passed it on. Our founding fathers passed an awful lot of wisdom on to us that we kind of slock off. And, you know, we've been made the enemies of the state, Chris Ann, and you and I both know we are the state, and we need to start putting our foot down, losing our patience with these people. One man in the White House isn't going to change a thing. You've got to change it locally. We've got to get together. And as I say every day, Chris Ann, thank you. We're about out of time here. We're going down to the last seconds. I tell my listeners every day, we have got to come together. And that's the only way we're going to bring America home. And when I say bring America home, I mean home to what we used to be, home to what we were. Back in the day, when a family had a problem, they all came together to discuss it. And they would bring America home.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California Mo 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House. Only $13.99.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.
It was once said, the pen is mightier than the sword. We're living in a time now that is demanding the Republic to speak up. Grievances need to be put before our elected officials. They need to hear from you. Mainstream media isn't telling the constitutional truth about issues in this nation. There's an agenda afoot that's being used against we the people. Commit now to send at least one of your representatives the pen. There will be no excuse for their lack of knowledge. Pick your state or national representatives and senators, or even your governor. It's time to bring common sense back into our governing. Let the Republic be heard. The Pen is a bi-monthly publication for only $24.95. Order yours and order theirs. $24.95 per subscription. CSC Talk Radio. P.O. Box 73. California, Missouri. 65018. Order four and get the fifth one free. For credit card, visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio listeners are reaching out to bring America home.